Sarah Pugh, neurotherapist, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So last show we talked about the balance system in the body, the vestibular system or inner ear, and we also talked a bit about the visual system. And these are key for elite athletes. And this year we've got a great year of sports. We've got Wimbledon, we've got the football, we've got the Olympics, all sorts. And the balance system and visual system are key for athletes that want to be elite. For the rest of us, we need to train the visual and balance systems, because after the age of 35, if you don't train it, you'll lose it. Also, the visual system is the number one neural hierarchy in the body. So that means all other neurological systems are very, very dependent on the visual system.
It's like all those friends that you have. You've got a friend you trust most.
Yes.
And then
exactly. You're spot on, actually, because it trusts the eyes the most and then the balance system second. So that's a really key point you've just pointed out there. Today we're going to be talking about this again, and I've been rebranding and I've got a new site called thebusysuperhuman.com. So it's www.busysuperhuman.com.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I like, that's a great name.
Yeah.
Because we'd all like to be superhuman, wouldn't we? But
exactly.
We're all a bit busy.
We're all busy, yeah. Yes.
Let's go into a little bit about this, about the balance system and things, because well, we've just seen very recently Andy Murray win his second Wimbledon title, and he has phenomenal balance and vision and that kind of thing, doesn't he? And
absolutely.
Able to win Wimbledon.
Yeah, so I'll just quickly talk about the balance system. So it basically, it tells your brain where you are in space. It orients you to your surroundings. So it guides movement and it senses as well. So it makes sure you don't fall over, but also catches you if you're about to fall over. Its job is to keep you upright. So the vestibular system or the balance system has lots of control over the spine and the legs. So that's where fast spinning, jumping, those kind of movements come from. And also the balance system's the fastest system in the body. So if you want to be super fast, you need to have a super fast balance system.
Ah, so
actually faster than your eyes.
Wow, really? That's, I guess, reacting to changes.
Yes, exactly.
So keeping you upright, no matter what else is going on around your body or the rest of your body is doing.
Yeah, or keeping you on your feet if you're balancing on one leg and bending over and twisting and hitting a ball. So that's why as people get older, they almost fall in slow motion. It's like,
yeah,
you can watch them fall and it's like something isn't happening and they just crash down.
Yeah.
Whereas for everybody else, there'll be all kinds of arms and legs and twisting going on.
So I guess that's the body kind of, the balance system slowing down and not correcting,
yeah, exactly,
that as quickly as it would have done previously.
Yeah.
But these exercises that you have would help you keep it healthy.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you a little bit in a minute about how things you can do at home, but also it's really important to know that inner ear and the eyes are linked neurologically, and there are balance exercises involving standing on one leg that we all know, but also there are lots of vision exercises that stimulate the balance system, and these are not so mainstream yet. So this was the main aim of what I wanted to share with people, that there's a whole world of exercises out there that aren't mainstream yet. So
wow.
Particularly things to do with eyes. So back to how you can stimulate your inner ear practically. So it really likes motion. So it likes spinning, bouncing, jumping, rolling around, sprints. So if you think about it, all kinds of things that children love to do but adults don't do anymore. So for spinning, you could just use your office chair to spin on.
So literally, just by doing some spinning,
yeah,
that's going to make your inner ear feel better?
Yeah, definitely. So if you spin left, you're stimulating the left inner ear in that plane.
Wow.
If you spin right, you stimulate the right. But that's just sort of a horizontal motion. So the bouncing up and down, that's stimulating the balance system in a vertical plane.
Okay.
And there's beds, balls, all kinds of things. Rolling around on the floor, well, you know, you can use your imagination for that. Or there are things like Pilates or martial arts. And sprinting's all about forwards and backwards stimulation. So in terms of things like five-a-side or squash, where you need to change direction really quickly,
yeah,
you need a good balance system. So those are the sports it's really worth training your inner ear.
So basically, building up a little collection of all of those is going to move your inner ears in the different ways and make sure that it's working all
exactly,
360.
Yes, exactly. That's spot on. So it is a three-dimensional thing. And you might be really good at sprinting and going forwards and backwards. You might not be so good at jumping up and down or spinning. And some people might be brilliant at spinning but not so great at forwards and backwards. So
it's worth kind of working out which ones feel good to you and which ones don't, and then maybe,
yeah,
working on the ones that need a,
yes,
bit of rounding off.
Because part of me thinks that all these people that love joyriding or driving too fast, it's their body trying to get stimulation in the forwards and backwards.
Right.
It's that thrill of stopping and starting.
Your body's almost saying, go on, do that,
yeah,
because I need it.
I want it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Also, last week we talked about vision and visual skills. We talked about following a moving target, which is a pursuit. This is key for all sports really, and also pursuits are really important for reading. Then we talked a little bit about peripheral vision, which is how well can I see what I'm not looking at. Then we talked about fast eye movements, which are saccades, and I said fast eyes equal fast brain.
Mm-hmm.
Another part of vision which is really important we didn't cover is something called convergence, which is going cross-eyed, and this is key to focusing on objects close up and incoming objects such as a ball in sport.
Is going cross-eyed important then?
Oh, massively, because obviously if you're trying to thread a needle or read, you need both eyes to be able to converge on the target and work together. So children with dyslexia often have a convergence deficit because they can't home in on the letters properly. And when they have a pursuit deficit as well, so they can't track the letters or home in. That's why they often read the words in the wrong order or upside down or something.
Wow.
So there's been lots of studies to show that sometimes it's an eye issue, not a brain issue.
I totally just thought going cross-eyed was just one of those things you did to kind of, you know, a little party trick.
Oh, no, it's something really important because it's basically both eyes together homing in on a target. So it can be, say, if you play baseball, you need to have good convergence. Because if
that ball is coming flying towards you,
If your brain's seeing two balls, not one ball coming, obviously you're going to miss. And the opposite of convergence is divergence. So that's when the eyes need to sort of move apart. So this is all about distance vision and seeing things far away. But this is, it's really key to be able to switch between close-up vision and far-away vision smoothly, and people are really slow at doing that. So that's really key for sport, but also for the rest of us, for driving.
How can you improve those?
That's easy, because say if you, what you could do is you could just put a little spot on your thumb, and then you could bring your thumb towards your nose, and so both eyes come in at the spot. Then you could jump your eyes as fast as you can to something that's out of focus and notice how quickly that it goes back in focus.
And just repeating that would improve it slowly over time.
Absolutely. But the interesting thing about the near far is the part of the brain which does the near vision is also the same part of the brain which manages wakefulness, and it can feed into the sympathetic nervous system, which is the stress side. So for some people, their sleep and stress issues could be coming from their ability to move their eyes.
Really?
Yeah. That's why lots of people get eye strain and anger issues at computers and things, because they have to do all this reading and close-up work and there's just something wrong with one of their eyes and it's just fatiguing them.
If you're not kind of using your eyes and warming them up and practicing and training them, like you say, or if you're always doing close-up work, you're always on a computer screen, you probably just want to take some time to do some distance stuff.
Spot on, exactly, because you'll just get good at what you do all the time, so practice makes permanent. If you keep on top of it, you can either delay having glasses or you can keep the same prescription for longer, because it's just all back to, as you just said, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
And we are all so tempted to be just close all the time, aren't we, with our phones and our iPads and all that sort of thing. So get out there and look into the distance.
Yes, exactly.
Sarah, it's always fantastic having you on the show. I feel like we just get a little insight into how our body all connects up and how things can feed into each other. And actually, often, it just seems common sense when you think about it. Now, I think your website's going to really help with that. So just remind us what the website was again.
The website is busysuperhuman.com. And this site's just in its infancy and it'll be growing over the year. So I'll be adding content, exercises to do at home, blogs, just stuff focused on what we've been talking about in these shows.
So bookmark it, because it'll be getting better and better throughout the year. And of course, you also do consultancy and appointments with people
as well,
don't you? So if you're thinking, oh, I really want to train my body, I want to do some more, I could do it at home, but actually I'd like Sarah to help me to get me started, and then get in touch with you as well, can't I?
Oh, absolutely, yes, you can get in touch.
Sarah Pugh, neurotherapist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.